Hello, everyone, and welcome to Honestly Aria. This is my podcast, I think. It's either going to become a podcast or it's going to stay in my voice memos app forever. But today at work, I was like, I need to either, like, do better journaling or start a podcast because I have so many things to say all the time. And if I have a podcast, then the people around me will maybe get some peace and quiet in their lives every once in a while instead of having to listen to me. And then people can listen to me yap if they so wish. And yeah, so anyways, I was sitting there and I was like, I don't even know how I would start a podcast. So of course I went to my bestie. Not really my bestie, but my friend. ChatGPT. I'm always so nice to ChatGPT because when it takes over the world, I want it to remember me as someone who was nice. So, of course, I said, hey, queen, to start. And I said, should I start a podcast? And if you think I should, how the heck would I do that? It gave me so much information. It was like, yes, girl. Like, that's how my chat talks to me. Anyways, it was like, you should totally go for it, and here's some name ideas, and here are some topic ideas, and here's what you should do for your first episode. So, here I am. I decided to just go for it because, what the heck, I don't even care if a single person on this earth listens to this. This is just something fun for me to do, and a place to kind of put all of my thoughts. So today I'm thinking I'm just gonna kind of introduce myself a little bit more. I'm sure that everyone listening to this already knows me and they're just here because maybe I told them about this and they feel obligated to listen. So I'll try to keep this interesting and fun. I have actually asked my good friend Chat to give me some fun and creative get to know you questions that I haven't actually read yet, but I'm gonna look at right now and answer. So first of all, it's asking me what my go-to drink order is. I feel like this tells you a lot about a person, and so hopefully this will tell everyone that's listening that I'm cool. I love to have a beverage with me. Whether it is my water, I mean, I will always have my water with me. I will literally take my water bottle everywhere, to church, places it's not really socially acceptable to take a water bottle, I will have one. And it's usually my Hydro Jug. However, my Hydro Jug has had so much mold in it lately. And so I switched to my Stanley while I was, like, cleaning my Hydro Jug, but the mold, I fear, will not come out. Like, it won't come off. Like, I took apart the whole thing, and, like, I washed it, like, soaked it in vinegar, like, did all the things, and it just won't. So, I'm just scared to use it. If you have any tips, let me know. But back to my drink order. Right now, I love just Fresca with pineapple, coconut cream, and fresh lime. It is out of this world. Like, it is so good. It is so fresh. It's like the perfect summery drink. Oh, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. But if it's not that, it's water or just a plain Diet Coke. So the next question is, what is my favorite form of procrastination? Literally any form. I am the most productive when I have something to do. That doesn't make sense. Let me rephrase that. I am the most productive at, like, cleaning, organizing, all the stuff, like, when I have an assignment due, or when, yeah, like, there's a deadline coming up that I have to meet. You better believe my apartment is spotless. all of my clothes are color coordinated. I have scrubbed the baseboards with a toothbrush. Everything. Like, basically everything except for do the thing that I actually need to accomplish. So, I would say, yeah, favorite form of procrastination, cleaning, organizing. What I would like to do is read. But when I have that, like, anxiety just, like, pumping through me, I can't just sit down and read a book. I will be stress cleaning. So, I would say that's probably it. Are you more of a just-in-case packer or a will-figure-it-out traveler? Absolutely not. I am not a will-figure-it-out-later. I am a... Literally, I will pack, like, 7 extra pair of underwear just in case I poop my pants. Like, who knows? When's the last time I pooped my pants? Probably, like, when I was a child. But what if? Like, it could happen. You never know. Also, I like to have options. I don't want to be stuck with, like, wow, why did I think this outfit went together? Or, you know, like, I would just want to have some options. Also, I just like to be prepared for any situation. Like, I don't want to have to, like, last minute go to the store or anything. Like, I just like to have it all there. Literally, again, type A. I wish I was not as type A as I am, but here we are. A phrase or word I overuse, slay. I don't know when I started to use this word. I am obviously not the only one that uses this word, so that is a relief. However, I overuse this so much, and it makes me sound so uneducated. So, I need to go to rehabilitation for that, so that I may stop saying the word slay. It's such a good word, though, and, yeah, I don't know. What's something that used to embarrass me, but it does not anymore? So many things. I have really come out of my shell recently. Honestly, ever since I started dating Porter, and, like, since we, you know, were, like, serious, and then, like, we got married and stuff. And I think it's literally because I just shifted my mindset. Like, I used to care so much about what people would think, and now I'm like, oh, like, other people thought this was cringy, I thought it was funny, and that's why I'm happier than them. Like, I just have really let go of the weight of other people's opinions, and it has made me feel so free. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. But that's kind of my motto right now, is some people thought it was cringy, I thought it was funny, that's why I'm happier. Anyways, that is, would be, I feel like, my biggest piece of advice to anyone ever, is you 100% have the choice whether or not you let other people's opinions affect you, so just choose to not. Okay, the next question is, what season of life am I in right now? And this is a loaded question, because I feel like I'm in a lot of different seasons at once. Like, I'm in college, I'm going into my last year, and so I feel like I'm applying for jobs, like, I'm doing an internship right now, I'm married. And so I'm not really the, like, classic, like, crazy college student that I once was. I'm not going to all of these crazy parties to, like, meet hot guys, because I've got one at home. But also, like, so I don't know. I just feel like so many things in my life are changing right now. And it's a good thing, but it's just kind of different. Like, everything just feels different. So I'm in a lot of different seasons at once. But all of them are good, and I like where things are going. It's stressful at times, becoming a real adult, but also it's exciting. So it's nice to have someone that you get to do it with. So that's why I recommend marriage. Marriage is awesome. The next question is, what is one aesthetic you love but don't live in? Literally Martha's Vineyard, like cottage core. Like, I dream of having a cute little beach house. Imagine like the Summer I Turned Pretty beach house, it which I'm pretty sure it's like based in Martha's Vineyard. Like, that's what they based it off of. Anyways, that is my dream. Like, I love the beach house aesthetic, hydrangeas, oh, like the little picket fences. It's my dream. And every day I wake up and I go to work so that one day I can have my house on Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod, all of it, like Newport, Rhode Island. I dream of it. And obviously I don't live in that. I live in the great state of Utah. But one day I will. And it will be awesome. What is a niche obsession you could talk about forever? I have a new one every single day. I will just like obsess over things, I feel like. If I have an idea, or if someone else has an idea and they're like, I want to do this, immediately I will start doing it. Like this podcast, for example. You know, when Michael Scott was like, I have had this dream since lunch and I'm not giving up on it now. That is me. So it's like, it's not impulsive as much as it's just like urgency. Like, I just want to get things done. I'm a doer, which is, I feel like, a good thing. But then also sometimes it, you know, I don't even know how to describe that. So we're just going to move on. Anyways, I think this is going to be the end of this episode. It's been like 12 minutes and it's been so chaotic. So thank you if you're still here listening to this. I love you, whoever you are. And yeah, I'm excited to just rant all day and all night and have fun, and it'll be great. Side note though, ChatGPT knows some crazy things about me that I've never told it, so I don't know how I feel about that. Anyways, okay, thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great day. Love you, bye.